the way it started, the fact that you didn't get frustrated, and maybe you did get frustrated, let me rephrase that, because I'm sure you did. When you, I think it was 1 for 32, and then to turn that thing around and hit 325 after that start. How did that go? I'm thinking internally the coaches had to stay with you, keep working with you. Was it more mental than physical coming back from that start?
I think the coolest thing was that they just stuck with me, man. They stuck with me, moved me up to the two hole where I was more comfortable. And I was 0-for-12 in the minor leagues before I came up. I wasn't seeing it too great. This is the first, like, mini slump I'd been in during the season. And it's weird to have a season where you don't go through a little bit of a rough patch. But I made a few mechanical adjustments when I got up there, and it really paid off.
All right, Alex, we have to go to that moment where you do make your big league debut. Everyone back here watching on MLB Network, we saw the shots of you. We saw the shots of your parents in the stands. Well, what's that like, man, when you finally get that moment, you put in all the work, and you're wearing that major league uniform?
Oh, it's an unbelievable feeling. Proves that hard work pays off, and it was really cool to be able to share that moment with my parents and just prove that all the sacrifices that they've made and that I've made, they really paid off, and it was fun. It was a cool time, and I'll never forget that day.
Nor should you. He's Alex Bregman, the third baseman of the Houston Astros, with us on the Fuddruckers Caters Hotline. So how's it go in the morning when you go down to breakfast and you realize your dad's the one who's gone viral, not you, after your major league debut? He's the one that is all over the internet, for crying out loud.
Oh, that was hysterical. I think I thought he was famous for the next 3 weeks. All he could talk about, he'd send pictures of him being on SportsCenter, or the little video links, or the whatever the gift things on Twitter are, into the family group text, and he was thinking he was so cool, and it was really funny.
It is really funny. I saw him recently, and you know what? He's so proud, though, and he knows where every stat, he knows what everything's going for on eBay. It's beautiful. Then you get in the swing. At what point did you feel, and you're right, as far as them keep writing your name in that lineup, at what point did you just feel like, yeah, I belong? Like, I'm not looking over my shoulder. I'm not going back to Fresno. I'm here.
Yeah, that's the biggest thing, is believing you belong. And I feel like it's tough to do that until you actually contribute and help your team win a game. And my first bolt I hit game against the Rangers was when I really felt like I belong. And It was at Minute Maid, and it was really cool, man. And after that, it just felt like I was supposed to be there. I was supposed to help this team. And once that started happening, the hits started coming in bunches. And like you said, it was a good finish to the year. And just trying to build off that for next year and get better and better and never be satisfied.
They had you in left field one game, but you stood there at third base making some really good defensive plays right off the bat as well. What was that move like for you, being in the infield at the hot corner?
You know, it's definitely a little bit different angle. The ball gets on you a little bit quicker, especially up there. And you got guys like Beltran hitting. And right. That was actually the first guy that hit me a ground ball, and it was a rocket. So it kind of loosened me up a little bit. I wasn't as nervous over there after that. And honestly, just I tried to play it like I played shortstop, which was just catch the ball first and then throw the guy out.
It was your first hit was in Detroit, right? Is that correct?
Yep.
And it was Miguel Cabrera at first base, right? What did he say to you? Because I remember the video now and him talking to you, and you guys were laughing a little bit.
Yeah, he gave me a hug, and he got the ball from me and Kinsler, and he goes, "Hey, man, 2,999 more of these, and you'll be in the Hall of Fame." And I said, "You're damn right. Let's get it."